The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Yud Aleph, today's Daf is being studied. Lo Nishmat Morzekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, Barat Zekanati, Yafa Matzorah, Abraham Ben Esther, Wachim Ben Hamid Ben Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. The Fuad Shalema, Moshe Ben Dina, Salah, Muhammad Batrachai, Vesalah Batrachai, Edna Refaranahim. אין הרפן עדיין, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ועתיים כנובן הבום. וכן ירסו ונאמר, אמן, we begin today's daf on Yud Amud Bet, 13 lines from the bottom, starting from the words, Ravina Amar. Now let us just review exactly where we're holding in this piece over here. The last word on the line is Ravina. The Gemara is attempting to try to analyze or clarify for us the extent of what Bi'ah does. Does Bi'ah just make a Kiddushin? Or does Bi'ah even make a Nisu'in? We weren't able to find an answer as of yet. The Gemara on yesterday's daf brought a conversation that Yohanan bin Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda bin Betera from Nitzivin. Rabbi Yehuda bin Betera of Nitzivin held that an Arusa who's married to a Kohen, Arusa Bat Yisrael, that's married to a Kohen, can eat Terumah. He made a Kavahomer to learn that they can eat Terumah. And then he rejected the Kavahomer. The Kavahomer made sense, but he said, what am I going to do? My friends argue on me. And they said that an Arusa cannot eat Terumah, because of Ulah. Ulah's law is that if you're going to let her to eat Terumah when she's an Arusa, she might go home and feed it to her brothers, and obviously they cannot eat Terumah. But in the course of that discussion, the Gemara tried to bring a Ra'ayah that Bi'ah must go all the way, meaning it makes a Nisu'in as well, and then the Gemara rejected it. Now Ravina is going to give another version of that conversation between Rabbi Yohanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda of Nitzivin. So Gemara says, Ravina Amar, Mideoraita Mifshat Pshita Le De'achla. Which means, according to this version, everybody held that Mideoraita in Arusa eats Terumah. And the whole question that Rabbi Yohanan ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda was only on the rabbinic level. Umid Rabbanan hu dishalachle, which is even Rabbi Yohanan ben Bagbag is modeh in this version, that midoraita and arusa eats. Everybody agrees, midoraita. Ela, what's the question over here? Mid Rabbanan, do they eat or not? So he sent them like this. V'achi shalachle, shamat ya'alecha, she'ata omer arusa, bat yisrael ochel betruma. I heard that you hold that an arusa, even midrabbanan, is able to eat terumah velo hayishit lisimfon, and you're not concerned about simfon. What's simfon? Simfon is anything that nullifies a deal. That's called simfon. Simfon can be used in many different contexts. In this case over here, the hashash of simfon would be, let's say the kohen married this or made irusin, right, to this lady. And you want to tell me midoraita she can eat? Okay, no problem. But midrabbanan we should hoshesh the simfon. What's the simfon in this case? Maybe when he consummates the marriage, he's going to find out that she has a mum, she has a physical blemish, and therefore the kiddushin the mafreya is going to be a taut, and therefore they were never going to really be married mikudeshin, and she's going to have eaten terumah the mafreya as a bat Israel. So Rabbi Yohanan ben Bagbag was telling him, you're not hoshesh the simfon, which is why don't you hoshesh that if you allow them to eat maybe she'll have a mum. Now, at Kiddushin stage, you don't know if she has a mum or not. You gave Kiddushin Kesef, let's say. You don't know if she has any mumim. So now, at the time of the Nisu'in, all of a sudden you're going to see she has a physical blemish. She's going to say, oh, I didn't know that she has this mum over. The Kiddushin is not going to be halim afreya. And therefore, you should be on shit that she's going to be eating terumah unlawfully. Shalach le. So the Yehuda sent back. Ve'ata i'ata omer ken. Well, you don't agree with me that she can eat? I have a hazaka on you. She'ata baki b'hadre Torah l'drosh b'kav ha'chomer. I'ata yodaya, don't you know the kav ha'chomer? What's the kav ha'chomer, he said? Uma shifcha kena'anit. She'en bi'ata ma'achilata b'truma. Which means, if a Kohen has a bi'a with a shifcha, that doesn't let her eat truma, because we know there's no bi'a by a shifcha, amadome l'hamor. However, kaspa ma'achilata b'truma, but if he buys her, with kesef, she becomes kinyan kaspo the shifha, and she can eat teruma. So where bi'ad doesn't work, kesef works. Velo chayshinan lisimfon. Oh, and by a shifha, we're not choshes by simfon, which means when he buys her with kesef, we're not worried that what that maybe the shifha is going to be found that they have a certain blemish, and therefore you're going to say that the sale was nullified, and therefore she ate the teruma. We don't worry about simfon when it comes to a shifha. Here, by a regular lady, that the bi'ag allows her to eat, which means, minat Torah, irregular bi'ag, she's mutated to eat terumah. According to everybody in this version, all the more so, we should say what? That if she has a kinyan of kesef kedushin, also it should be ma'achila b'truma veloni ushle simfon, and we should not hushes to simfon. Now, look at Rashi. Zu shebi'ata ma'achilata, it's towards the bottom. De b'niset, everybody agrees that if they get married, mode de lo chayshin al simfon. Why? Once they get married, you're not worried about simfon. De en adam shote because ila im kid botko. Which is when there's a nisu'in, we say one of two options. Either he checked her out beforehand, because the guy's not going to get married until he knows exactly what the situation is. And if she has a mum and he's still married, it must be that he doesn't care. So the Gemara wants to say over here, similarly, that if a person made a kiddushin with a bi'ah, so already by the bi'ah, he knows already the mumin. Right? So the Gemara wants to make a kav ha'chomer. Uma shifcha. That bi'ah doesn't work, kesef, kinyan kaspo works, and we're not choshesh to mevatel the kinyan because I'm simfon by a lady where bi'ah works, because bi'ah, even if it's only kiddushin, but already you know the mumin situation, all the more so kesef can work, should work. Now, even though in lechaura this kav ha'chomer is really not 100%, because I can tell you the reason why bi'ah works and I'm not choshesh to simfon is because bi'ah, you know the mumin, but by kesef, you really don't know the mumin. He brings down that they really asked that question. He says, it's from the Rashba, Rabbi Yehuda mebetera dan kal v'chomer mishifcha v'lamad mimenu shegam b'kiddushe kesef en ra'u l'chosh ha'simfon af bi she'en bahem hata'amana, which even though the reason really doesn't apply. Okay, but that's what kal v'chomer is nonetheless. Avam na'ya says, so what does the Bi'ulam min bag say? What does the Bi'ulam say? What am I going to do? Share amru hachamim, but the rabbis came against me and they told me arusa bat Yisrael ena ochelet betruma, that an arusa bat midrabanan cannot eat teruma ad shetekanes lechupa, told to actually consummate mishum de'ula. Good, because of Ula's reason that we explained already, that we're worried about the feeding the brothers teruma. Also comes the Gemara and says, Uben bagbag simfon ba'avadim letle, which means, and ben bagbag, he holds that simfon by avadim will not be mevatel the kinyan, which means like this. The way Ravina understood what happened, Rabbi Yehuda made a kav ha'chomer, right? Rabbi Hanan's kav ha'chomer was what? And if what? By a shifcha, we're not worried about simfon. So kav ha'chomer, we shouldn't be worried about simfon by a regular lady. Let's review the kav ha'chomer. And what? By a shifcha, we bi'ah doesn't work. To eat teruma. Kesef does work, and you're not worried about simfon. Certainly by a regular girl. Marrying a kohen, where bi'ah does work to ma'achila b'truma, certainly kesef should be ma'achila b'truma. Now, obviously, the Rabbi Yohanan did not agree with this kav ha'chomer, because he sent back to the Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? He said, oh, I have a kav ha'chomer. Obviously, the Rabbi Yohanan did not hold this kav ha'chomer. Why? Because he holds Simfon is not a factor by Shifha. Why? So he says, Imu min shebagaluihu hakahazire. Because you'll never have a case. If it's a mum on a face or something like that, you'll see it. And therefore you'll never have a case where you mevatel a kinyan because of Simfon, because you'll never buy her in the first place because you can see it. Imu shu mumin shebaseter. And if it's mumin that's under our garments, whatever it is, where's he buying? He's buying her for work. He's not buying her for to marry her. So therefore he owes, you can't make a kal vachomer from shifhat to a regular girl. That if here we're not worried about Simfon, certainly there we're not going to worry. You're not worried about Simfon by a shifhat because it's not shayach. What are you worried about? The mum on her face? He saw it. What do you want? The mum under her beseter? What does he care if she has a mum? You'll never have an issue that a guy can mevatel the mekach of a shifcha court of Yohanan bin Bagwa because of this mumin business. Now, Gemara continues. Nimsa ganav. Oh, kuv yustus. Or maybe you'll say that, let's say, they found out that the shifcha or the Ebed was a you know, renowned thief. Or he's a kuv yustus. Now she says he's a kidnapper. Godep defashot. So maybe that's a type of, you know, mum that you're worried about. The Gemara says, doesn't matter. Higio. The sale is still a sale. She said that it doesn't matter. Why? My amart. So what are you going to tell me? L'steem mizuyin? Oh, you tell me, no, maybe he's an armed robber. Which means that's already a big boom. You don't want to bring an armed robber into your house. Or nichtav lemalchut. Or maybe there's a death sentence on him from the government. Now you bought this guy, and little do you know that the government is after him to kill him. So maybe I have to be worried about that. Gemara says, not worried about that either. You know why? Hanehu kala itlehu. These items, everybody knows about it. And therefore, it's not shayach to say mekach ta'ut because, oh, he didn't know. If a guy has a death warrant on him from the government, or the guy's an armed bandit, he would have known that as well. So Rabbi Yohanan bin Bagbag says, do not make an analogy between shifcha and a regular girl. There's no inyan of mumim by shifchat avim evatim. So the Gemara then analyzes. Now, mechdi. Ben nemor u ben nemor lo akhla. Mai benayu. Which means, whether you're going to go like Rabbi Yehuda, or whether you're going to go like Rabbi Yohanan bin Bagbag, they all hold, according to this version, minat Torah, in Arusa, can eat teruma. Only what? In the rabbinic level, they made a gezerah. Now let's talk it out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, my friends, don't let me make my kavah homer. They're concerned about Ula. What's Ula's concern? Ula's concern is what? They're going to feed the brothers terumah because she's still going home. Right? So she's going to bring terumah when she's out of Usa, you have a problem. Rabbi Yohanan bin Bagma's concern was Simfon. Because that's what he asked Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Yata choshesh to Simfon? He holds she can't eat. Why? Because I'm worried that maybe by the time they consummate, he's going to find that she has a boom. Therefore, the kiddushin lemafreya is going to be batel, undone, and therefore it's going to happen. She ate the terumah lemafreya illegally. So the Gemara says, ben lemor, no matter how you swear it off, everybody agrees that arusa cannot eat, but what's the nafka mina? Meaning, give me a nafka mina if you hold of Ula's reason, or you hold of the Simfon reason. So the Gemara gives three nafka minot. Ika benayu, kibel, masar, vehalach, three cases. Let's read them all in Rashi now. Kibel. You see Rashi kibel? Kibel masar v'alach simanu. That's a siman to remember all the three cases. Number one, kibel. Kibel alav et mumim. Right, let's say the guy saw the mumim. He saw she has blemishes. He didn't care. Right? So he gave her the kiddushin. He knows that she has blemishes. She has a mum on her face. It's obvious. And what? He still gives her the kiddushin. So if you go according to the Simfon reason, no problem. He's not going to regret. He married her, even though he saw the moon. But if you go according to Ula's reason, it's still no good. Because one much is out of sight, can still bring the food home back to her brothers. So there will be nafka mina, where she had a moon and he accepted. According to Yohanan bin Bagbag, she can eat the rumah. According to the Biuda, she cannot, because you still have the issue of Ula. Second one, Masara av lishluheha ba'al. Which means the father is marrying off, let's say, his daughter. He gave over his daughter to the messengers of the Baal. Okay? Which means, or let's say the messengers of the father, he's marrying off through a shaliyah, the father made a shaliyah, and the messengers are taking the girl to the messengers of the husband that they're going to meet. Mishum simfon ika. Well, simfon you have because he didn't see her yet. And therefore I'm concerned that what? That they made the kiddushin. And I'm worried that what? Now you can have simfon and therefore the mafraya. However, you know why? Because she's already out of her house. Which means, we're talking about a case over here where she's on the road already. And therefore, even if she eats the tiruma, she's not going back home. So therefore, in a case where it would be, those words, masar, which means the father gave over the daughter to the shilihin of the husband, let's say, so therefore she's out of the father's house. So I don't have to worry about that she's going back home. We're talking about a case over here where she's already on the road. So I'm not worried about Ula's concern. Or the last case, which is similar to this case, is, the last case is Ve'halach. What's Halach? Also, she went, what is the Halach they say over there? Both cases, which means either you have the shiluchim of the father are escorting the girl with the shiluchim of the husband, that's one case, or that's halach, the girl left with the shiluchim of the father and she's meeting up with the shiluchim of the husband, by the way she's not home anymore, or the first case was masar, the father gave her over, finished, therefore she's not home anymore. So therefore in those three cases, not opposite. It's the father gave her over to the shiluchim of the husband, or the shiluchim of the father are walking with the girl to the shiluchim of the husband. Simfon you still have, and Ola you don't have. The last two cases, the point is she's out. She's on the road already. She's not coming back home. So if I'm not worried about Ola, right? Ola's in effect. Ola is not in effect, and Simfon is in effect. Because bottom line, doesn't know if she has mumin. So those basically the three. Bekesef. Okay, now we go back to Amishnah. Also, bottom line, incidentally, we did not prove our point. The Gemara leaves this question in abeyance. We don't know the extent of what Bi'ah does. Does Bi'ah just make a kiddushin or does it make a nisuin? We brought proofs back and forth. The Ma'aseh, we were unable to prove this point. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Bekesef, Bechamayim, Bedinar. So what did we learn in the first Mishnah? What's the minimum amount of money? According to Bet Shammai, that you can make a kadesh a lady? Dinar. Now, Bet Hillel said peruta. Peruta shel nechoshet. It's a cheap amount. Bet Hillel, Bet Shammai says, no, it's got to be a dinar. Dinar is like, eight times that amount. So the question is, what is the reason of Bet Shammai? Which is, why is he so ma'amid that he needs such a strong, large amount of money? So he says, according to Bet Hillel, we understand. Because the Torah says, kesef. What's the minimum amount of kesef that's considered still kesef? Beruta. So we understand why Bet Hillel picked the smallest denomination, because it's got to be kesef. Pachomesh of Beruta is not considered kesef. But according to Bet Shammai, what are you jumping the scale to a dinar? What do you got to go with a dinar for? Right? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mizera, Sheken Isha Makpedet Al Atzma, the end mekadeshet befachot medinar. Listen, a lady's makpedet on herself, which means inechirami. But Shammai will agree, peruta is kesef. But this has got to do with the kepedah of the lady. A lady's not going to give herself over for a peruta. She's makpedet. It's got to be value. It's got to be a minimum dinar. So comes the Gemara and says, oh yeah, amar le abaye elameata. According to what you're saying, it sounds like it's subjective. Which means, let's say the lady is willing to accept less. It sounds like it should be okay. You're just saying, generally speaking, a lady doesn't want to give herself over for less than a year, so they're going to have the money. So the Gemara says, according to what you're telling me, kegod binted Rabbi Yanai. So, for example, the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, dekabdan anafshayu, they were makpidot. De lo velo mekadshe befahot metarkebad didinre. They were makpid, they wouldn't get married unless she gave him shilosha kabin. That's a whole pile of money. How can are you going to tell me again? That's subjective because to them their price is shoshak. I mean, are you going to tell me the e pashtaya davik kibla hadzuzam neacher? How can I make the love kiddushin? Are you going to tell me if they stuck their hand out and they accepted kiddushin for much less? They took a zuz. You can tell me it's not kiddushin, which is are you going to hold that once you tell me it's subjective? So the chaura. The law should be that if the lady's willing to take less, she should be able to take less. The whole thing is in her kippidah. So he bitch about to me, the regular lady, you know, she don't want to take less than a dinar. So he comes, oh yeah? So does that mean, according to what you would tell me, that if you have a lady, let's say like the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, that they weren't willing to take less than a whole pile of money? Now what? If they stuck the hand that it took less, you tell me it's not good? That doesn't make sense. The chaurah. It should be good. Similarly, it should be good if the lady wants to stick in and accept less than a dinar, as long as it's a shavit peruta, it should be okay. Amale pashta yadav kibla lo ka'amina. Bet Shammai will say, I have no problem, which is, I agree, if she accepted less than a dinar, of course it'll be mekodesh. I'm not talking about that. Ki ka'amina de kidshab belilya. I'm talking about a case where you make kiddushin at night, which means she didn't know how much you're giving up. You gave a stab. You dropped money in her hand, right? So she doesn't know how much it is. Stam a lady is not going to be mekadesh herself unless she has a shaveh dinar. Okay? Inameh the shaveh shaliach. Or let's say she sent the shaliach to mekadesh, to accept the kiddushin. She's assuming, okay, bring me back a dinar. The guy brings back a peruta. Okay, that's not good. But if she herself sticks out her hand knowingly in the day, and sees that the guy gives her a peruta, of course, even Beit Shammai will say that shaveh peruta is the minimum amount. You're just saying, stam a lady, when she's blindsided, make sure you got a dinar in the pocket there. Because she's going to be makpedet. Look at that she. The shaveh shaliyah, the kabir kidusheah, velon nimlach ba bekama. Right? She didn't ask, the shaveh didn't ask the lady how much she wants. Because she could have told him, I got a peruta. You didn't ask? Now you got to bring back a dinar. And the daughters of Rabbi Yanai as well. I mean, the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, you're right. If they're doing it blindly, they just send the shet to accept the kiddushin, their price was a terke madi dinre. But if the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, they're willing to settle for shaveh peruta, there's no problem. Which is, we thought originally when you said the dinar, under all circumstances. That what? There's no negotiating. Even if she sticks her hand out, it's not a kinyan. No. Dinar is not the minimum of kesef. Peruta's the minimum of kesef. Ela what? When she doesn't know, meaning at night when you stick the money in her hand, you gotta assume that she wants a dinar, because normally the lady is makpedet on such a thing, unless she waves it in such a case. Okay, we just have to speak out. The question of it was asked, that according to the way that she's learning at least, it's a little strange because the way he's learning about it, bin teder b'yanai, their price for kesef kiddushin was a tarkevad dinre. So what she wants to say that in the chenem, if they would send the shaliyah, the shaliyah would come back with less than tarkevad dinre, they're not going to be mikudeshin. So Tosfot asks the obvious question: so now every lady sets her minimum price of kiddushin. So in the basof, the aliyot have one price, the ashiyot have another price. That's a very hard understanding that the kiddushin is going to be so subjective. So Tosfot wants to understand the Gemara differently. He wants to say, Narab, the minimum amount, according to Beit Shammai, is a dinar. Whether you're the richest lady, like the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, or a regular lady, when they accept it, stam. Which means even the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, if they would send a shaliach, they're ready, they're like everybody else. That what? A regular lady is makpedet up to a minimum dinar, and then so. But, you're right, the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, if they pashtay adaf, they stuck their head out, then already their price is more. In the Khanami, giving them a dinar is not going to be enough. They have to give them what they're going to be satisfied. But stop, anybody that accepts shilihut, or giving it at night, the minimum amount according to them is a dinar. The Gemara continues. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says different reason. Tamayu de Beit Shammai ked Rav Yehuda. No reason why Beit Shammai says dinar. Amar Rav Aseh, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Aseh, kol kesef amur b'Torah. Oh, any time it says kesef in the Torah, kesef suri. It's referring to the money of tzur, their currency. v'shel devrehem, and any time we talk about money in the rabbinical sense, kesef medina, it's the kesef from the local medina, from the town, from the city. What is kesef tzuri? So that she says, called kesef amur batura kesef tzuri. Impirish shekalim. For example, let's say shekalim by pichon ben, right? This is a hamesh sedaim you have to give to the kohen. That's talking about the currency of tzuri. Shekel tzuri. The im satam havi matbeya peotash b'tzuri. Right, which means when you say stam sela on a Torah law, it's referring to the minimum coin of tzuri, which is a higher coin of a stam medina. Which means, in put it this way, in sur they did not have pirutot. They didn't deal with piruta, which is a coin of nehoshet. Okay, in sur the smallest coin was a dinar, and therefore Rashi says v'shiv devrehem kesef medina. Lekama mefaresh la kesef medina is sheminit shebekesef tzuri, which means the kesef of the medina is 1/8 less than kesef tzur. So therefore, Bet Shammai's dinar is 8 times the amount of Bet Hillel's peruta. Im sela hu sheminit shebesela tzuri. Right? If you say sela, so a sela in the medina is 1/8 less than the sela of tzur. V'im dinar hu sheminit shebedinar tzuri. When dinar dinar, the dinar in tzur is 8 times the amount of the dinar in the medina. Hilkach peruta lo matzit lememar. You know why? Lefi shu shel nechoshet. Because a peruta is made out of copper. Ubitzuri matbaya shel nechoshet leka. They didn't use copper in sur. Ubikidushin kesef ketiv. It doesn't say kesef meferush. It says ki yikah ish isha. That we have a gizra shiva ki ha ki ha b'zdei afron. And we know by zdei afron they use kesef. And therefore, anytime it says kesef by a Torah item, you got to go with the tzur denomination. And the tzur denomination, the minimum amount is a dinar. And that's it. V'cheva d'afektev peruta alma midi d'hashivut pa'i ukma dinar. Oh, now, why did they pick a dinar? We'll see why they picked a dinar. Maybe it's not even the minimum denomination, but they picked the dinar, which means according to Rav Aseh, Bet Shammai's logic is denominations of Torah follow the tzur matbeya, not the medina matbeya. Therefore, cannot be a peruta. So they picked a dinar, which is kesef. Now the Gemara starts to analyze. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Aseh, kol kesef amur batura kesef tzuri. Anytime it says kesef in the Torah, it's referring to what? The tzur denomination. V'shiv devrehem, kesef medina. Any rabbinical kesef is referring to kesef of the medina. V'chlalahu? Are you telling me that what? This is a rule? Look at Ashi at the bottom. Shekesef, shekatu batua, davka, kesef ketiv? Which means, it's a silver, or shovyo, v'naf kemena davi, kesef tzuri, v'lo perutot, naf kemena, that you can't use perutot? Is that so? Varev, we start with a whole list of questions. When it comes to a person that has a monetary claim against his friend, dichtiv ki yiten ish el re'ehu kos kesef o kedim nishmor. Right, you give your friend money or vessels to watch. He's a shomer pikadon, and then what happens? He is modeh b'miksat, which means the guy comes along and says, "I gave you 100." He comes back and says, "No. You only gave me 50." Oh, so now we have a claim over here. He's claiming 100. He's saying, I only have to give you back 50. That's called modeh b'miksat hata'ana. And the law is that a modeh b'miksat has to make a shivu'ah. Vitnan, and we learn. Shivu'ah to dayanim, which means the shivu'ah that the dayanim make the guy swear when he's modeh b'miksat. Give me the case. Hata'ana shte kesef. The cases where the guy claimed, let's say, you owe me 2 kesef, v'ahoda'a shave piruta. Oh, and he came along, and he was modeh, that what? I only owe you piruta. Oh, so you see what? There's a deoraita law over here, and what? We're dealing in pirutot, which means there's a minimum claim that the guy has to claim, and then the minimum amount that he has to admit for this law about dibim iksat to apply. So the minimum is he's got to claim him 2 kesef, and he's got to come along and say, I only owe you a peruta. That's considered kesef. Oh, what do you mean? I thought you said kesef's only got to be in the tzuri, and tzuri they don't use perutot. Look at Rashi. Vare ta'ana. Top line. She'adam to'en et chavero, u'mashbi'in oto, That's the modem b'miksat pasuk. Look, v'niklav b'al ha'bayit, it says that he'll bring him to the Elohim, to the court. Hatem k'tiv v'shir l'shvua, good, he has to make a swear. V'tenat shvat nainim ena b'fachot m'ta'anat shtem ma'ot kesef. Which means, there's a minimum of claim that the Beit Din will even deal with a shvua. The minimum that this guy got to come along and say, you owe me two kesef. Ufligi barav Shmuel, Rav amar kefira shte kesef, uShmuel amar ta'ana atzmo shte kesef. So look at what the shte kesef is going on. Is it he has to deny two kesef, or the claim is two kesef? The question is, the two kesef is under Toveya or the Nidva? That's what I'm looking in Gemara. V'afilu lo kafar ba'ela peruta, o da befruta hayav. Mikol makom, medektari shte kesef, shma'mina kra lav davka kesef ka'amar. Which means, the Torah says kesef, right? So you're saying the minimum claim the guy has to have is what? Let's say is shtei kesef. Ela amamona be'alma kapid. Which means the Torah is concerned that, well, it's got to be a significant monetary claim. So what's a significant monetary claim? Gemara says two kesef. Ve'keman shelo pirish kama. Doesn't say how much. Lo masru hakadum ela lahakamim. Velo kimlu l'rabbanan l'ashvu'ah. The rabbis, listen, it's not right to make a guy swear unless then what? Mibatzin me'achi. Di'ikra davka kesef ketiv. If the pasuk meant kesef davka, nihi dema'ai matbeya pe'uta shebetzuri miyushtayi minalehu. Which means, if kesef always goes with the maneh in suri, with the matbeya tzur, so the smallest amount in sur is called a ma'a. Okay? Now, if your rule is, anytime it says kesef, it's got to go with the sur matbeya, then logic would tell me, it says, if a person comes and has a kesef claim against his friend, I would say, what's kesef? Minimum kesef is what? Go with sur. And what's minimum in sur? Ma'a. And there should be a ma'a. Where did you get over here? Shte kesef. Which means, you see that what, when it says kesef, you don't go necessarily with the shi'ur of tsur matbeya, ela you see what? You see that you go arbitrarily of a certain value. And again, if you were telling me that whenever it says kesef, you pick the matbeya of tsur, and what's the smallest matbeya of tsur? Let's say ma'a. So the law should have been, if the guy's a claim of ma'a against his friend, right now you have the laws of modem b'miksat. But we didn't say that. The minimum claim is two kesef. Also, you see what? That every time you see the word kesef, it's arbitrary, based on the way the hakamim are going to decide what the case is. So therefore, how did you tell me that? I said that any time it says the word kesef, you go with the matbeya of tzur. It's not so. Because if you were going with the matbeya of tzur, in this case, it should be what? Ma'a. But you didn't even say ma'a. The rabbis decided in this case it's going to be two kesef. So then it's not a cut and dry rule that you always pick the shi'ud of a tzur. It's based on the way the rabbis are understanding how the kesef works. So comes again what on says. Yeah, that's the way they're learning the question. That's the way they're learning the question. Right? Again, by modem b'miksat ha'tana, what does the Torah say? The guy has a claim of kesef. What is the minimum kesef? What is it? A ma'a of tzur. You didn't say that, but. So you see why you don't go with the ma'a of tzur. You go with the way the rabbi is interpreting what kesef is. So comes the Gemara and says, it's different. De'atam dumya de kelim. Over there it says kesef o kelim. He lent his friend money or vessels. Ma kelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim. Oh, kelim is plural. Right? So too when it says kesef, you're right. Kesef normally would be one ma'a, but over here, since we're comparing it to kelim, so that's when they picked shtei kesef. They picked the plural.
Ma'a is a dinar.
No, it doesn't say dinar.
Ma'a is a ma'a.
It's a shtei kesef. Now see, continue. Uma kesef davar hashuv. And by the way, just like kesef has to be a significant item, af kelim davar hashuv. Which means, as opposed to if you gave your friend to watch needles and insignificant items like that, that's not going to be considered a case of modem b'miksat. So we're making a gezeirah shevah like both ways. That what? Kelim is shnayim, so kesef is shnayim. Which means, really, you're right, that if it just would have said kesef alone, you pick the smallest shi'ur of tzur, which would be a ma'a. Oh, but why'd you say shtei kesef? הוא הדליק שתי כסף, כותבי בגזרה שלו, כסף תכלים, מה כלים שניים, אף כסף בגזרת הכתוב. And incidentally, מה כסף חשוב, כלים עושה את מי חשוב. You should know, when you give a guy a thing to watch, and he comes along and says, no, I gave you back half, or whatever it was, it's got to be a significant keli. That's the Gemara's answer to that. Good? Good. Comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? Varim ma'asir. Dikhtib, b'tzarta kesef b'yadecha. Okay, law of ma'asir sheni. What's the law? God wants to make pinjona ma'asir sheni. What does he do? He takes money. He redeems the ma'asir sheni on the money. He takes the money up to Yerushalayim. V'tnan haporet sela mima'ot ma'asir sheni. It says, a person is poret sela. A guy takes a sela. Well, what's change? He's making change of a sela of ma'ot ma'asir sheni. Now, sela is a problem. Why? Because look at that. She, a poret sela ma'ot ma'asir sheni. Maskana b'chamay omet b'chol ha-sela ma'ot miyu. Shemini mine shehilet tehla ma'asir b'frutot shel nechoshet. Ve'ata ba lefrut b'hem sela. Which means like this. You're making change on your ma'asir sheni coins. What did you do? You took pirutot. You made the halul on the piruta. Now you're taking the piruta and you want to exchange it for a selah. You're making change. Okay? But the point is you made your halul ma'asir on a piruta, but it says kesef. And your rule, Rav says, what? Any time the Torah says kesef, it's talking about Suri coins. In Suri, they don't have a peruta. How then did you make your ma'asir sheni halul on a peruta? That you tell me that you could now make change later on to a sela? Question? Kabbalah's answer. Kesef ha kesef, riba. Gezat ha-katub. It says over there, ha kesef. You know what the ha kesef comes and tells me? Even a peruta is okay. Normally, kesef alone, it's sued. Ha kesef, even peruta. Ovare hekdesh. Dichtiv v'natan ha kesef ve'kam lo. Ve'amar shemuel. Which means, what's the kesef v'natan ha kesef ve'kam lo? We're talking about a guy as hekdesh. So you're able to take the kiddushah of the item and put it on money. That's interesting law. Normally, we have a law called ona'ah, which means in business, I can't overcharge, you know, the customer by 1/6 of the normal price. If I do that, the sale is batel, things like that. In hekdesh, there's no law like that. The law of ona'ah only applies ish l're'ehu, the Torah says. But when it comes to hekdesh, let's say the item is worth a lot of money, whatever it is, and I now make a pinyon, and I put the kedusha on a coin that's significantly less than the item. It says, v'natan ha-kesef v'kamlo. It works. There's no owner by hekdesh. The Amar Shul hekdesh shave mane. Let's say it was a shave mane, the item. Shehililo al shave peruta, which is, like I said, significantly less. Mehulal. It works. But what do you see? You're putting the kedusha on a peruta, even though it says the word kesef. I thought you don't go with perutot when it says kesef. How could you mehalel? Hekdesh atwa peruta. Hatam name kesef kesef yalif me ma'asir. Gezira shava. It says kesef by hekdesh. It says kesef by ma'asir. And what do we say by ma'asir? Since it says ha kesef, it's including perutot. So kesef kesef. So therefore hekdesh is also concluding perutot. Huh? Look at Rashi. Shechadelo a peruta mechulal. De'en ona'a lehekdesh. Good? Which means, even though let's say you didn't fairly value it. The item was worth $100, the hekdesh, you put it on a coin that was worth $10. That she says, "Ein ona hekdesh, dechtiv ish et achiv." V'ashmiret shemu dechiyehi demeit meona'a, imeit nami mebitul mekach. Which means, not only is it not ona'a, but it's hekdesh. You might have thought that what? That doing such a trade, the hekdesh is not hal. Shemu says, no, the hekdesh is hal. I mean, the coins now have kedusha. And we don't say bitul mecha, we don't say the thing is nullified, but the point is you could do it on a peruta. How could you do it? Kesef, kesef, me, ma'asir. Actually, kesef, kesef. Gemar pijon ekdesh, pijon ma'asir. About sh'ar kesef, sh'mata lo yalif bine. Now, Tosfot Rashi has a question. You're making a gezerah shiva kesef, kesef, hekdesh to ma'asir. So once you're doing that, make a hekdesh to every, make a gezerah shiva to every kesef in the Torah then. And therefore say you can use a peruta. Right. So Rashi answers two answers of it. Number one, delo damu. They're not similar. Yeah, because these two are similar. Because bottom line, they're both pigeons. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Kedusha Ma'asishni, putting on a coin. I'm taking the Kedusha Vigdish, putting on a coin. So I can make a connection between this case of Vigdish as opposed to a case of a Shivu'atam or Dibbe Miksat. That's got nothing to do with a pigeon. That's one reason why I don't make that Gizra Shiva.
Kedusha lady.
Oh, wait. Aval, the odd. Da'acha kisafim yitira ketiva. By Ma'asir, it says the word kesef several times. And therefore, I can use the kesef to make a gezira shava to take this. Which means, it seems in these subjects, in these two subjects of Hekdesh and in Ma'asir, the word kesef is written a couple of times. So therefore, that's why I connected those two. Because kesefim arbe ketive. Again, she was bothered with a question. You're making a gezira shava from Ma'asir, take this. Beautiful. Kesef, kesef, you can use pirutot. Make it all over the place. No, first of all, it's not similar to all other cases. We're talking about pigeon. And number two, we have extra words, kesef, written in these parashiyot to link these two items together, as opposed to the other cases. Your question, it says by kiddushin diktiv ki yikach ish isha ubana the gemar ki ha ki hamz de efron utnan. Betelel omrim befruta ubshave peruta. Hey, Betelel said clearly in the Mishnah that what? That for kiddushin you can use a peruta. Ne'emar Rav Aseh damar kebet shamay. Now Rav Aseh's statement was, any time it says kesef in the Torah, it's going with a tzuri matbaya. You want to tell me that Rav Aseh is a bet shamay, going with bet shamay? Because bet shamay is the one that said dinar. You don't want to make Rav Aseh go against Betelel. By making this statement, the only one he can subscribe to is Bet Shammai. You're going to tell me now he owes against Bet that says you can use a peruta? Right? That's the question. So Gemara says, Ela, you're right. Itmar, achi itmar. Change the statement. Reset. Amar of Yudah, Amar of Aseh. Kol kesef katsuv. Ha'amur batorah kesef suri. Anytime the Torah puts a set price on kesef, it's with the surah. 5 kesef for pidyon ben, 50 shekalim of ones and mefateh, 100 shekalim of motzi shemra. Anytime the Torah puts a number, then already you got to go with tzuri. Oh, but all the other cases, now we answer all our cases. We had a question from pidyon of ma'asir. There's going to be a set price over there. Therefore, use pirutot. Hekdesh, use pirutot. Shavuot of Modeh B'Miksat. That just says kesef over there. So therefore, you don't have to follow a tzuri measurement over there. Kiddushin. Kiddushin also doesn't say shi'ud. Ah, v'shir divrehem, kesef medina. Oh, but whenever you're going to go with kesef medivrehem, doesn't matter. You always go with kesef of medina. So comes again what it says. My kamash ma'alan. Oh, so Rav Aseh, what are you? If that's what your hadush is, that any time it's a set price, that what it goes with the tzuri denomination. Tanina, we learned hamesh shela'im shel bin, shiloshim shel eved. What's the shiloshim shel eved? That's the law of if a person's ox gored and killed somebody else's eved kana'ani, so he has to pay a compensation of 30 shekalim. That's what Torah says. To the owner. Okay? Hamishim shel ones, that's if a rape, a guy rapes a lady, that's to pay 50. Veshem mefateh seduction. Me'ash shel motzi shemra. Kulam b'shekel ha'kodesh b'maneh tzuri. Clearly, it's all going according to tzuri denomination. Veshem divrehem, kesef medina. So therefore, thank you Rav Aseh, it's a meferush Mishnah or Braita that says, all these set fixed prices are going with the tzuri calculation. It's terichale. You need a statement to teach you why. De lo tenam. Why? You need the case that it doesn't say. Why? De tanya. What does it say? We have a braita. Hatokeya lahabiro. What did the guy do? The guy blew a shofar in his friend's ear. Uh-huh. He deafened him. Blew in his friend's ear or whatever he did. Hatokeya lahabiro. Noten lo sela. Now you embarrassed him. Part of the, you scared him, he jumped, he got embarrassed. So you have to pay him a sela for the bullshit. Okay, for the embarrassment. The lo tema, don't think, my sela arba zuze. Because normally a Sela in Tzur is 4 Zuz. So when it says Sela in the Braita over there, you might think, I don't know, Pema Sela. We know a Sela in Tzur is 4 Zuz. Ela my Sela, you know what the Sela of that Braita is? Palga de Zuzah. It's half the Zuz, which is 1/8 of Tzuri, which is a Medina, which is by half. The Avdi Inche de Karu de Palga de Zuza Istira. Sometimes people call half a Zuz a Sela. Istira is a Sela. Which means normally, Stam, when you say the word Sela, Sela is a Suri coin. Okay? So now when you read the Braita, it says, guy damaged his friend. Now that's not a fixed price over there. Right? So he's got to pay, it says, a Sela. So you would think, oh, Sela. Sela is a coin of Tzur. So that's why, how much? That is 4 Zuz. Oh, so the Hadush goes, no, don't worry about it. You have to pay 4 Zuz. You have to pay half a Zuz. But it says the word Sela. No. People also refer to a half a Zuz. They call that a Sela. What is this going? Let's read Rashi now. Tokei l'chavero, ozno. Hey, this ear. Lashon Rabbeinu Halevi. The Rabbeinu Zaken Rabbeinu Sheika etzel ozen. Sometimes, you know, he banged next to the guy's ear. Either way, he caused them a... Either he hit him in the ear, or he banged something next to his ear that caused him he scared him. Noten lo sela, kach shi'alu demir boshtod adam binun. That's the stam amount of embarrassment that you pay a regular guy. Vashme'inen av aseh, de lo tema hai sela dalit zuzeh, sela suri. Don't think that when it said sela over there, it meant sela suri. Ela palgat zuzeh, shminishe be sela suri, 1/8. Istira sela. Which means, when Rav Aseh made his statement, any time it's a fixed number, what's the law? Fixed number is Suri. So the Gemara says that we know that already. We have a clear Mishnah. Pidyon HaBen, Ones, Mefateh, Motzi Shemra, those are all fixed numbers, and the Mishnah says clearly it is Suri calculation. Now he was coming to tell you, the Hadush, that what? That when it's not a fixed item, but we know that. No, because you would have made a mistake from the Braita, because the Braita says if a guy has to pay boshet, it's not a fixed item, boshet, what's the amount he's got to pay? He's got to pay a Sela. So you would have thought Sela means Suri. That's why he came along and said if it's not fixed, it's referring to Medina. Oh, but it says the word Sela. You should know that sometimes half a Zuz the people will refer to as a Tzela, and they're just making clarity that you don't make that mistake in paying 8 times the amount that is prescribed. So therefore, comes out in the Maaseh, this is a review that took place over here, the Gemara was saying, where do we know that according to Beit Shammai you pay a dinar? So the first answer was, Beit Shammai, we go with the ladies. The lady's makpedeh. Listen, the lady's not going to get kiddushin unless she gets her dinar. That's what it is. Which means, according to that version, Beit Shammai agrees that a piruta is kesef. And if a lady wants to accept kesef, she can accept it. But what? Stab a lady in the dark. This shaliyah, whatever it is, you got to give her, make sure she gets the magic number of a dinar. Second answer, we go in Avaseh's rule. You know what Avaseh's rule is? Any item that's fixed, you go with a... from the Torah, you go with the Tzuri calculation. Now let's analyze that. Right? Any item that's a fixed item. That says the Torah gives a fixed item. But the question then is, does not a fixed item. Which is, Ones, Mefateh, those are fixed. Why do we got to go with Maneh Tzuri? Is Kesef, Kiddushin fixed? No. That is already Medivrehem. So what's the law Medivrehem? Medina, I explained to you. The Gemara's question was, what are you telling me? Rav Aseh is going like Beit Shammai? Because Beit Shammai is the one that said dinar. So we thought that what? Rav Aseh's rules, any deoraita law, you go with Tzuri items. Kiddushin's deoraita, you go with dinar. What do you mean? How could that be? You're putting him with Beit Shammai? He cannot go against the Beit Hillel. You're right. He's not going against Beit Hillel. Really, since Kiddushin is not fixed, you can use Kesef Medina. Therefore, Rav Aseh agrees you can use a Peruta. Rav Aseh never was explaining Beit Shammai. Rav Aseh's rule that said any item you need soon was only on fixed items. But in a Kedem, not a fixed item. like Kiddushin, it's going like Betelem. And therefore, you only have one answer why Bet Shemai holds what he holds. Isha's Mekpedit. But Rav Asis got nothing with Bet Shemai. Rav Asis is going like Betelem. Doesn't fit with Bet Shemai. Very good.